Mark Connolly and Rick Ray are registered representatives and financial advisors with Park Avenue Securities, a registered broker deal and investment advisor. The information you will hear on this show is for information purposes only, and individual situations vary. The information should be relied upon only when coordinated with individual professional advice.
Do you want to be more successful in business? Do you know what it takes to get there? Then what should you do with that success and the wealth you're accumulating? So many business people are great at operation but have no exit strategy. If you want a strategy that can deal with the financial forces trying to destroy your wealth, keep listening. Lone Star Money Resource with Mark Connolly, Dale Pieper, and Rick Ray of Wealth Design Group starts now.
All right, you are listening to Lone Star Money Resource. This is Mark Connolly. I am here with my partner, Jason Shreve, and we are glad to have you listening on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. We've had a summer has fully kicked off. I know it's not official. I don't know when is the official summer.
Temperature-wise, it feels like.
Yeah. what does it matter when it's official? Because unofficially, it is definitely summer. I know we've got everybody's starting to get excited. I know some people are already on their vacations. Everybody's, they're getting out there. The kids are out of school, and so it's been cool. I've been watching a lot of Astros, watching them tear it up, and so it's been awesome. And we're very glad that everybody is out there. I know you're still out and about getting things done, and we are glad that you're listening to Lone Star Money Resource, because we have got a fantastic show for you today. We have a guest, and we are very happy to have her. We have Carter Dugan, who is here from Norton Rose Fulbright, which I am sure many of you have heard of. And we're just really happy to have her on today. She actually won one of the 40 Under 40 awards, which is a big deal. That is awesome. That is powerful. Especially we like when a woman accomplishes that. You know, I'm always talking about, I've got my three girls. And so I always want, I always talk to them. I always say, well, you got some woman power. You got this. So it's really awesome to be able to have you on the show and hear a little bit about you and how you've had the success that you've had, and be an inspiration, not just to women, but to men are out there. And of course, that's what our show's about. It's about business and entrepreneurship and the American dream and letting people hear those cool stories. So, Carter, thank you very much for being on today. I appreciate it.
I'm honored to be here. Thanks for having me.
Could you tell us just a little bit about what is it you do?
Absolutely. I am a litigator at Fulbright. I've spent my entire career at Fulbright. I'm lucky to have done that. It's a fantastic law firm. I do a lot of commercial litigation, which if a contract falls apart, if your construction project falls apart, you need a lawyer, call me. That's what we do. We get in the courtroom and mix it up a little bit.
Okay. Awesome.
Houston's a great city for that, too. There's, construction going on all the time.
There's no doubt about it. Houston is one of the fastest growing cities, and so there are a lot of construction projects that are going on right now. So it's been fantastic, particularly in the past 5 years with all of the oil and infrastructure that came into town. It's been really great.
How did you end up getting into that type of law? Like, is that something you're sitting there one day and you're like, I desire to do this type of law?
So, my parents laugh about this all the time. They're like, really, Carter, you did construction work? I will tell you, I don't necessarily look the part if there is a part to look. But when I was recruited to the firm, I worked with someone, his name's Lee Haig. I'll give him a shout out, no longer with the firm. But he had a great construction practice, and he involved me in some cases. In construction cases, you work a lot with people and experts, and you have to really listen to them and get their stories out. And I love working with people, talking to them, and I've learned a lot. My husband is also an engineer, so I know a little bit about engineer speak and how to get the answers from engineers, which is kind of an art.
Yeah, I would say that would have to be.
It is. But 12 years of marriage has helped me with that as well. So.
Well, you did. You mentioned your family kind of laughs about it and how you ended up practicing the law that you do. Tell us a little bit about your family, who they are, who are the players.
Absolutely. So I have my husband, John, is actually a GI doctor in town. He was an engineer and worked for Johnson Controls and then went and pursued his passion, went back to medical school when I became a lawyer. So it was an interesting path. for him, but he's very happy in his career here in town. And we have 5-year-old twins, a boy and a girl, and then a 3-year-old little boy. And so it is a full boat, full house in the Dugan world. There's never a dull moment.
No time for breaks and relaxation.
There's no doubt about it. You leave the office and there's one sort of stress there and come home to an entirely different sort of stress and issues.
You know, it's interesting. So you've got 2 boys and a girl.
That's right.
Any pets?
We have we're a rescue animal family.
Yes.
So we have a rescue dog and 2 rescue cats, and at any given point in time we have, you know, frogs, lizards, you know, whatever it is. So we have 3 steady pets, and then a whole assortment of other animals that live with us.
That they're coming through, making all kinds of sounds at night when the lights go off.
There's no doubt. We've had lost lizards and, you know, mom and dad's room. It's not my favorite, but we're very passionate about animals in the Dugan family.
I can understand that. Yeah, my wife, she rescued a dog, and now I tell her we need to be rescued from the dog. But, you know, so I definitely can understand that. So with the family and the lizards, you know, how do you balance work? Because it's an interesting dynamic when we have this conversation, especially with such a successful woman being 40 under 40, partner in one of the largest law firms there is. I mean, that is powerful and awesome. How can you have the family that you have, and how do you balance that?
Well, so one thing that some women I really respect have told me is just don't ever try and balance anything. Just be the best you can be where you are in that exact moment. And the idea of work-life balance just doesn't really exist. You just have to do your best. But one thing I did when our twins were born, they were born early like many twins, and they were they had some health issues, and I really wanted to be there with those doctor's appointments. And so I went to the firm after I came back from maternity leave and just said to my bosses, who are very supportive, this isn't working for me. I can't do all of this. And they said, understand. And they basically encouraged me to sit down, come up with a schedule that would work for me. And I did. And so I dropped down in my hours. I was not a partner at the time. I was an associate. At the time, it wasn't something that a lot of women did. And so there was sort of this question about, well, could you be a partner if you went off the partner track and left full time? But for me, it was great. So I, instead of having a full load, I had about half the load that other associates did. And it allowed me to go to the doctor's appointments guilt-free and get my kids where they needed to be, but also really do a good job on the work that I did have. So these are programs that companies or law firms are exploring right now, and they're really great because they allow women to stay in the workforce during those critical childbearing years.
Absolutely. And those are critical. And that it you know, when we talk to successful business people, a lot of times, you know, you ask them what's most important, and typically you'll get, you know, God, family, and then work. But then when you look at people's lives, sometimes it looks like it might be in the opposite order. And so it's interesting to me to hear how you approached them, and you said, hey, how can we make this work another way? Because I bet you there's a lot of women that are listening that never even thought, because there's what society tells us. You either choose one way or the other, and what you're saying is you don't. So talk about that.
So that's right. And I have to give credit to, frankly, they were the men that I worked for at the time, because I just said, I don't know if I can do this. And they were the ones that came back to me and said, yes, you can. We want you to be here. You tell us what works for you. And I think there was something that was also really great at the time, which was we came up with a plan where I reduced my hours and was going to be in the office some days and not other days. And over time, we realized, hey, that doesn't really work. You need to be in the office every day, just at certain times. We'll switch things around. So nothing was permanent. And they flexed with me as the needs of my family grew and changed. And I will say that for women out there, lots of times I feel like women only look towards women allies and what women can do for other women. But I think women have to be really aggressive in finding the men that will be their allies. The men that have three daughters, one of the men that was instrumental in keeping me at the firm and pushing this program through, has two daughters. And I know I know that that made a difference for him because he wants those opportunities for his daughter. They have wives, sisters, et cetera. So I think people have to be really smart about looking towards people who really want to work with them and share the value of keeping women in the workforce.
Turns out a lot of men have women in their lives.
Who knew? And they like them sometimes.
Well, it sounds like being a little flexible, too, it worked out for the firm, worked out for you as well. So it's a win-win situation if you just think outside the box a little bit.
I think that's right. And I think companies are doing it in all different ways. And frankly, it was a win for the clients, too, because the cases that I did have, I was able to dedicate all of my attention to do a great job for them instead of really overextending myself in a time period where I had a lot going on. And in the last year and after I made partner, I ramped back up so that now I am full time. And so I think that's important in terms of getting rid of stigmas about part-time, flex-time, whatever your program at your firm or office is knowing that nothing is permanent. And you can come back full-time when you're ready to, and you just have to kind of roll with the punches and be open to change.
So you obviously became partner. The law firm saw you as being productive, even in this, even when you were doing this deal.
I think apparently they did. apparently so. You know, they did, and we, it was interesting. I think when I first went on the Flex Time program, there was the idea that, okay, she can have a great career here, but she's really not perhaps on the partnership track. And it was great when people said that to me because, like I say, absolutely not. I am here to be partner, and here's how we're going to do it. And it may take me longer, and I understand that, but I'm in it for the long haul. And so I think having those conversations changed people's minds, and it was great. It was more difficult when people just think that and don't articulate it. But it was great when people would ask me, and really becoming a partner on the part-time track has allowed other women to kind of come out and say, hey, I want to do this. And there's not the same stigma and the idea that you can't make partner if you need to step back for a little period of time.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I mean, what I'm hearing is at the end of the day, you got to spend the time that you wanted, especially early on with kids. You still became partner because you were still producing and helping the profits of the law firm. The clients were getting taken care of, win, 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 win across the board.
I hope so. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
and I want to, you know, when we get into the next segment, I'm going to dive a little bit more into how you became partner and 40 under 40 and how you achieved that with this. And also we're going to be looking for some advice from you, some words of wisdom that other business owners and business people that listen to this can say, you know, I hadn't even thought about implementing some programs like this and keeping great talent. So I'm definitely, we're going to want to get into that some of the segment. But before we do, I always like to have a good idea of what do you do for fun?
For fun. You know, so I grew up in a relatively small town, Victoria, Texas, which if anyone ever gets on 59, you'll see the signage 59 South, 2 hours down the road is Victoria. But my husband and I love Houston, and we love exploring Houston. And so we love to go to museums. We are frequent flyers at all of the different parks in Houston and the West area, downtown. We love them all. So we are outdoors people. We love to be outdoors. We love to be with our kids. And then, let's face it, Houston has, like, the best restaurants. So we we love to go out to eat. We are always on the internet trying to find out what the best new place is, and we just love eating.
That's awesome. You know, unfortunately, we actually had one of our business partners who had suffered a stroke, and so I've been having to go down to the medical center a lot. And, you know, when you go through the museum district to get down there, it's interesting you say that because it just makes me think, man, there's so much stuff to take, you know, the kids down here and so many nice restaurants, and I need to do more of that.
There's a lot of opportunities that people don't think about unless you get out and explore a little bit.
Absolutely not. And so we like to get on our bikes and ride around and sort of eye different places and then
okay, well, now you're talking about exercise. I mean, come on.
that is part of, that's how we eat. And, you know, that's why we eat so much. But I also, we do love running and biking, and we're an outdoor family, sports family too.
That is awesome. So we'll definitely dive a little bit more into 40, under 40, how you became a partner. And we want to hear kind of your life story as we get in the next segment. I do have a couple of announcements for you listeners out there that are interested in coming to our next investment wealth coaching session that we're going to be having. It's going to be on June 22nd at 6:30 in the evening. So if this is something you are interested in attending, please just go to our Facebook page, Lone Star Money Resource, or you can check out our website, wealthdesigngroup.net, or you can just give us a call and make sure you're on the invite list for all these coaching events. We have one live coaching event per month. These are very powerful in understanding what's going on in the world, understanding what's fake news, what news matters, how to get the investment returns that you're looking for, and sort through what we would call, I'm not sure if I can use appropriate words here for the radio, some of the stuff that Wall Street might tell you that's not true. 281-220-2713, Lone Star Money Resource.